Hey y'all, this is a moment that is beyond me. This is strictly for the AT's fans, like the hardcore fans. I'm just a passive one, you know, I'm still getting into them. And you know that if you've been listening to An Album A Day episodes, which we will be picking up very soon. September is literally days around the corner. But I couldn't think of anyone better to share this with you all than Laika. Y'all are going to love the way that she delivers her fangirl account of being all up and in the world of AT. So go ahead, enjoy it. As I said in the previous episode, there's a whole new disclaimer. So let's go ahead and start with that right now.
Before the episode begins, here's a quick disclaimer. This is the unruly Hallyu sibling of An Album A Day. Opinions, commentary, and content will vary. Special guest hosts are here to enjoy a free space to share their thoughts with you, the listener. If you want a trusted formula, then please enjoy An Album A Day. If you're open to a mixed bag, well, buckle up for this. This is a three-day sister show. We have a special guest.
Hey y'all, it's the Catchy Girl, Laika here, and today I'm going to be talking about my favorite group, AT's. They are some of my most favorite people in the whole wide world next to my children and my fur babies. I love them a whole lot. They owe me though, they owe me a lot of money and I should be able to file them on my income taxes because baby, all the coins I done spent on their little asses, all eight of them. I'm gonna need to be able to, you know, I need some social security numbers so I can go ahead and file them eight children on my taxes because that's basically what's going on. But yeah, so today I'm really just gonna talk about some of my favorite moments from MVs, some live shows, some from concerts, and some like variety shows that they've been on. So yeah, I'm gonna do my best to keep this as entertaining as I possibly can. And I hope y'all enjoy. One of my very first favorite ones is from Pirate King. I love that boat steering move that they do. In that choreo, man, it's so awesome whenever you see them all and then everybody kind of swaying behind the person, you know, that's steering. It's really cool. I love it. The next one is actually from Treasure, and I actually got a chance to see them do this in a concert, which is how I actually figured out what was going on. But at the beginning of Treasure, Hongjoon is like in the middle and he's on his knees and they're covering his face and he's spelling something out in the air. He's actually spelling AT's. That was so freaking awesome when I was at the concert and I realized that's what he was doing. I was like, what? That's crazy. Like I guess maybe I had never really paid attention to what he was spelling because generally when you see him doing the performances, they're like cutting and zooming in on other people or other action and movement that's going on in the background, and so you end up following that as well as the cameraman. But when I saw them, it was March 17, 2019. Like, that is a day that I will never ever forget for as long as I live. Like, that day changed my entire life. Partially because Park Sang-hwa decided that Woo Young was no longer going to be my bias record. He was like, no ma'am, you will look at me. Your eyes will be here. And baby had on that denim one shoulder strap outfit, child. It fit him to a T. Do you hear me? It fit him so well. And he had blonde hair and their vocals, oh my god, their vocals and their stage presence, man, it just blew me away for a brand new group to be on their first tour and like perform at that level that they performed. It was freaking phenomenal. It was amazing. And I just could not believe what I was seeing. And I mean, I just love them. That's the only way I can say it. It's like, I love AT's, period. There's nothing more to say. The next one is my absolute fucking favorite song on the whole wide planet from AT's, and it is Holla Holla. I really liked the performance teaser that they put out before they put out Say My Name, because Say My Name was technically the title. But Holla Holla is that bitch for me. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Best AT song ever. Right here with your mama. And Say My Name. I love that little driving dance that they do. Like, they're so damn goofy. They made so many, like, little shorts of them doing that dance because they really liked it too. So I thought that was really cute. Mingy's Pants, though. Those brown bleach tie-dye type deals. Those were absolutely gorgeous. I love those pants. And if I ever get a chance to either find some like those or make some, that's exactly what the fuck is gonna happen. Really and truly, Wave was the title track, but my favorites, my two favorite songs on that particular album were Illusion and Aurora. And Illusion, man, Yosain come in at the very beginning of that song. I didn't even know that was him singing like that. I love, man. And the choreo for that one was really great. So that's also one of my favorites. It's like not top 10 because Holla Holla is one. Holla Holla is number one. Aurora, the Australian band cams of Sand. Child, ain't nobody got time for saying his bull crap. Cause like, sir, Mickey was my only bias up until this point. I had been like, nah, I ain't gonna get none of the bias. Just Mickey gonna be my bias. Shit. Sand said in them fan cams in that powder blue shirt when he was doing that little clock move, child, it was all over. It was all she wrote. And the choreo for that song is so elegant and it's so beautiful. It just, it really kind of sucks you in. And the lyrics to that song, that Hongjoon, this was Hongjoon's first, like, song that he wrote on an actual album. It was fucking amazing. Sorry, it's late at night. I'm sleepy. Also, like, I just really love Aurora. I really love that. The next one that I really liked was Wonderland. Wonderland is a top three fucking title track, top three song. It's like my battle song. It's like we finna get crunk for the day type song. It's all of that. All of that in a bag of chips. So high energy. My favorite performances of that. Now, aside from Son's hair, that's one thing. But the Halloween version of this song, oh my fucking God. Like, if you see the aerial view and you see Son moving, it's like he ain't got no bones. Like, boy, how you... That shouldn't even be humanly possible to move joints in that type of manner. But he did it. I just don't understand how. And then they did like a 3-in-1 type video where they did Sexy or Intimidating. And they did Schoolboy, and then they did Cute. And Mingy was so fucking adorable in that little light color, that little light, like turquoise jumpsuit or sweatsuit, and his little red hair. He was so damn adorable. That is like my favorite. Oh, my favorite. Oh my gosh. Answer. Your song got to shine. Yeah, Woo Young shine too in that, especially with the Bula Bula part. And Son really solidified himself as a performer. Like, that boy, he did that. That's all I'm gonna say as far as that go. Inception, Woo Young and Sangwa owned that MV. They freaking owned it. I don't care what nobody else say, they owned it. Sangwa's abs though, like, sir, we didn't need that. And then Yosain got his little dance break and it was so freaking cool. And it looked like it was so hard to do, but he executed it perfectly. It was absolutely phenomenal. Inception is the title track for that album. Don't get me the line on which ones is which. Fever Part 1 was Inception and Thanks. So yeah, Thanks is the next one. And if you ask me, Thanks should have been the freaking title track. Period. Hands down, it was the best one to me. It was the best of the two songs to me. To the Beat was also on this album. I'm just saying, if you ever get a chance to go to a Natees concert when they perform that crunk set right at the end, right before they get ready to go into like the more emotional stuff, that one, Leaders, oh my God, bops. They will have you shaking booty everywhere, like throwing it back. Okay? Those are my songs, though. Outside of Hongjun's Hair with Thanks, like, the song was great. I really didn't watch the MV. I normally just watch the performances because, yeah, no, I'm tired. I don't understand why other people aren't. But I'm not going to argue about it because Hongjun did apologize. And, I mean, they haven't done it again. So, until they prove or show that they going to continue to do whatever the hell they want to do, regardless of, you know, if it's an issue or not, then maybe I might reach. Nah, I'm probably still going to stand. I ain't even going to lie because I love them that much. I'm too invested at this point. But I was not happy about the hair. Fireworks. Ooh, son ass was running around in that damn crop top, child. And with a nipple out on the studio charm thingy, I was like, sir, is it necessary? Like, I'm lost for words. When I saw that studio chum thing, all I could do was like scream and yell because how fucking dare he assault me and affront me with damn near a bare chest, like that little strap he had over the other nipple. What was the fucking point? Might as well not have had on nothing, just the jacket, child. Just be shirtless at that point. Like, just be shirtless, sir. Also during fireworks, Sangwa ass running around in that little red suit looking like Bun with that little swoop. Oh, Sangwa with a swoop do something to me though. Lord have mercy. I don't need Sangwa to be having too many more swoops running around looking like Bun. Who is my favorite character off of Seven Deadly Sins anyway? So I guess it kind of fits. You know, running around driving heavy machinery. They had that pole baby yo up there on that damn scaffolding. I know he was scared. He said he would, child. I'd have been a pasty fucking mess had that been me up there on that scaffolding. Ain't no damn way you could have got me up there on that bullshit and I'd not have been scared to damn death. Oh Lord, I know he was scared, pole thing, because I was scared for him. And seeing how he was gripping onto that stuff, he was trying to look cool, but he looked hella uncomfortable. And I don't blame him, I would have been too shit. A pasty piece, that's all I'm gonna say. The choreo for fireworks, I liked that choreo too, and it looked like it was so hard, especially that kind of like scarecrow little thing they do, that little walk thing they do. I liked it, that part. I was really sad though because Mingy wasn't there, and he wasn't there for good reason. He was there trying to take care of his mental health, and that's one of the most important things, especially during this time with Corona and all the other shit that's going on right now. Y'all take care of y'all mental health. Don't try to hold that shit in, pressure bust pipes. And I just want everybody to be okay and be whole, even if you ain't happy, at least be whole and find people that you can talk to help you deal with whatever you're going through. I know life is not easy. Life freaking sucks. But if you can find help, get that help. Even if it ain't nobody, but just somebody that you can talk to. Talk to somebody. Don't bottle it up. Don't let it explode on you, okay? All right. That aside, let me get off, because that escalated quickly. Deja vu. I was so like, we got to vote on this one too. And like, oh my god. This year, I loved it. Like the sexy 80s, I really liked the vibe. And like, you know, you don't really see them do a whole lot of that. Not, you see certain ones do it all the damn time, but not everybody do that like that. Deja Vu, man, your song hitting that shoulder thing. I mean, I know Yeji pretty much done the same thing when she did it with Itzy, but like, I just like to see people do it. Can I do it? Fuck no, I can't dance. Like, hell no. But I like seeing your song, and I like seeing Yeji do it. Mingy, on the other hand, sir, if you ever whisper in my damn ear like that again, without freaking warning, I'm coming to South Korea. And me and you, sir, we gonna box. I don't care if you taller than me. I don't care if you might could beat my ass. I'm just saying, you can't be whispering in people's ears when they got headphones on with no warning on the first listen. Like, there should be a disclaimer. You can't do that. Ooh, doggone it. Doggone it. Doggone it. Man, I threw my damn phone. I couldn't yell. All I could do was cover my mouth and chuck the phone because the kids were asleep, because it was early as hell in the morning when I got up to watch it, because I'm like, yeah, it'll be out soon. It'll be out soon. Child. And I was vibing, and I'm like, Chosun, of course, he being disrespectful as usual. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, I didn't mean to say your name. Say your whole name. Not your whole government. But yeah, Minky ain't got a now another time to pull that without me flying over there, and we gonna have a discussion. I need a warning first. You can't be doing that. The real, I really like the dance battle in the real. In the real, like, and then Tuho, you know, Yunho and Jungho on the bikes, they were really killing that choreo. They looked so cool sitting on them bikes with the little biker jackets and stuff on. I just really, the production of that video was so freaking good. It was like a damn movie. Like, who does that? Who does that for a music video? Like, I loved it though, and I was like super excited to see it. Now, as far as the funny stuff, like, because those were like my favorite MV moments. As far as the funny stuff, like, I gotta take you back to the very first thing that always comes to mind is when ATEEZ was on that little show doing like the sword fighting thing with the blindfolds, and Yunho and Hongjoon were the last two. And so they was battling it out to see who would win. And you could tell Yunho ass was cheating because he had his head well up looking up under that mask that they had on his face. And when he saw Hongjoon, he went, pop Hongjoon. The sound effects. Oh my God. The sound effects that they edited to. To add to that piece, I cannot laugh just thinking about it, because I can actually see Hongjoon rolling around on the floor after Yunho knocked the shit out of him. Like, it was so damn funny. It was so damn funny. Hongjoon laying down there laughing. He still got the mask over his head. They checking on him and shit. Man, it was so funny. You know he was hurt too, because he just had to lay there for a minute. I mean, it's not funny that he was hurt, but it was funny. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I know I am. I'm so, so sorry. The next thing that comes to mind is, this was during Codename ATEEZ. Woo Young was teaching them part of the dance for Pirate King. So what he said was, you know, you got to have a sexy vibe for this. So what you do is you spread your legs and you catch it with your hand. Good as Mingy felt, he looks over there at Woo Young and asks him, catch what? Now, at this point in time, Woo Young is shocked. You can see, like, the terror on his face while he trying to come up with a way to say what he trying to say without saying some stuff that's off color. So he's, you gotta catch your pants. And so some of the other members laughing. Mingy started grinning at this point. I am fucking dying. I am dying. Because I already know where that could have went. And I feel... And I know Mingy looked so innocent when he asked that, but I know darn well he knew what he meant. I know he did. He is not fooling me, but I was so damn tickled whenever I seen that. I just couldn't help myself. Now, another time was when ATEEZ was playing Twister with their own little customized little Twister mat. And they had their faces on there, and they had fixed up the little spinner with their faces as well. So it's Woo Young, Yo Song, Yunho, and Sangwa, they're the four that's playing at this time, because the other four had already played and Jungho had won out of them. Yosang got himself in a pretty compromised position where he is up under Yunho. They're heads and tails of each other. So Yosang's head is where Yunho's butt and stuff is, and vice versa. But Yosang is like squatting down, like twisted into a pretzel, while Yunho is standing up, you know, with his legs spread and stuff over top of him. Tell me why this darn Yunho decide he wants to bounce his butt on top of Yosang's head. Child, when I tell you, I was cracking up. And what makes it so much worse is that Sun and Mingi was over there dying. I mean, they are literally like killing themselves laughing at Yunho cutting up like this on top of Yosang's head. It was funny. It was somewhat inappropriate, but it was funny as hell. As good as Jungho felt, he told Yosang to headbutt Yunho in the nads since they was wrecked out. Good as Yosang felt, he did do it a couple times, you know, told him, stop! But, like, you was just bouncing over this boy head, so what you upset for? You started Miller first. But anyhow, so everybody ended up getting pushed off except for Yunho. So Yunho and Jungho, or Tuho, they decide that they gotta play together to win. Yunho ended up pushing Jungho off the twister mat, so he won. The next thing that comes to mind, and it really solidified my thoughts and feelings about Yunho, is they were having A-News 3. So it was the third installment of A-News. They had just started doing it. It was Yunho, Jungho, and Sangwa. They were talking, you know. Jungho was left-handed, so they was asking him questions. Of course, Yunho had to try to like throw one in there and ask which hand do you like best, because Jungho is left-handed, but he eats and brushes teeth right and everything with his left hand. But he always works out with his right hand, so he does arm wrestling with his right hand. And, you know, asked him that question after that. But immediately after he asked the question, he started laughing. So he was like, well, which hand do you like the best? And then started laughing. Jungho was like, you gonna make him feel bad. You gonna, like, talking about he's gonna make his hands feel bad if he named which one he liked better. Sangwa gave him the funniest damn look at this point in time. And I don't know if Jungho or Sangwa said, what do you mean? And then he moved on along to ask about the feet. Now, a few seconds later down the road from this damn conversation, Sangwa was like, hey, we need to get a fans a TMI. And of course, it's been changed since then. But the subs have been changed since then. So it don't say TMI anymore. It's just like them just having a little conversation. So Jungho, dry snitching ass, done said it for the TMI. Why does Sangwa take 40 minutes taking a shower? Well, at this point in time, Yunho gets a real serious look on his face. He looks at Jungho, and from what I was told, now this is the reaction. He says something, they don't translate it. Sangwa gets this really funny look on his face and tries to cover Yunho's mouth. Okay, so we don't know what he said because they didn't translate that part in English. So I asked somebody in the comments, like, what the heck did Yunho say to warrant that type of response from Sangwa? I was told that Yunho said something along the lines of, where is he washing that? Now, you know, these two little instances, you know, that they give you a little bit of insight into Yunho. I am I say lots of off-color things that I tend to try not to say around too many people because I don't want nobody to take it the wrong way. I be joking, but I joke like that all the time. So when he said that, I'm like, when I found out that that's what he had said, I'm like dead. I am absolutely freaking dead. Because why would he say that? Why would you say that and you record it? Why would you say that? But the funny thing about it is right after he tried to cover the song with Smile, the little bar colors that come on the screen whenever it's like the broadcast or whatever is ending, those come up with the static and then they come right back and went on ahead and ended the show. But they didn't take that part out. They just didn't translate it. Man, that shit was peak comedy. Other things that are really funny is like they like to scare the hell out of ATs. All of them are scaredy cats except for Yoon-ho and Jung-ho. So Tu-ho ain't scared of too much of nothing. But they had to do this haunted house, and this was also during Codename ATs. My poor baby Mingy, my poor baby, they had to go up there to the haunted house to see the ghosts and what have you. This sucker is screaming and damn near crying the entire time. They get through, they gotta like serenade the ghost or whatever. Child, that ghost come out of that house. Mingy took off screaming and running back to the campsite where everybody else was sitting. So he gets back over there and that damn Jung-ho come out of nowhere and scare the shit out of him. And he is screaming and damn near running again. I'm cracking the fuck up because, like, number one, Jung-ho ain't buy shit. Jung-ho ain't shit for that. That's so wrong. That was so mean. But it was so fucking funny. It was peak comedy, I swear to God. Stressor things, I'm so glad Mingy wasn't there for that because I don't think my baby would have made it. I just don't think he would have made it, child, because he is so scary. Like, they pulled a prank on him at KQ with, like, a little scary video and a roach pinned to the top of the laptop. So when they closed the lid down after watching the scary video, there was the roach. Everybody got scared. Mingy ass got so scared, he just took the headphones out and threw them. I don't even think that baby saw the damn roach sitting up there on top of that laptop. But he's scared of bugs too, so he's scared of everything. So it is so funny when you see his reaction to stuff that he's scared of. Woo Young and Hong Jun and Sun and Yo Song, they tickled me so bad during the stressful days because they was like so scary. Woo Young trying to hide behind Hong Jun screaming, why, where? Sun is screaming, where? And no, part of the time, Yo Song is running away with his hands flapping in the air like he a bird or something. Like, he's scary. He trying to maintain his composure, but he jumping. He like, he about to jump out his skin. I swear to God, they have so many funny moments. Yo Song is funny as hell too. So is Jung-ho, because Jung-ho will tell it on that ass in a minute. He don't give a damn. And Yo Song, he just blunt, so he'll spit whatever that is out, including nasty food pole. He'll But yeah, those are some of my favorite moments with ATs through like music videos, live shows, concerts, and what have you. I guess you can follow me on Instagram at either HotGirl5450 or Misadventures with Laika. And I don't know why you would want to see my YouTube channel. It's such garbage. It was about makeup, but not anymore. I don't really fool with it no more. But yeah, if you want to, my YouTube is also Misadventures with Laika. It's terrible. My content is terrible. I don't see why anybody would want to follow me. I suck. But if you want to follow, you can follow. If you enjoyed this, this rant about ATs basically is what it is, and me wanting to, you know, fight certain individuals. You can do that. If you like, this is my first time doing a podcast, so I hope I did well. But anyway, thank you, Ashley, for having me as a guest host. I appreciate y'all for listening. This has been the Catch a Girl Laker signing out.